Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. The Power of Words and Forgiveness, February 16th, 2026. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Colossians 3:13 and 14. After World War II, Corrie Ten Boom traveled across Europe, sharing her story of survival from the Ravensbrück concentration camp. She told people everywhere that forgiveness is not just a command from God. It is a calling for every believer. One evening, after she finished speaking, she saw a man walking toward her from the back of the room. Her heart suddenly froze. She recognized him. He had been one of the guards at Ravensbrück. He had stood watch as women were humiliated, starved, and beaten. Corrie remembered the cold rooms, the hunger, and the terror she faced many times under his gaze. The man approached her with a small smile and stretched out his hand. He said, "Fräulein, it is wonderful that Jesus forgives us. Will you forgive me?" Corrie later wrote that, in that moment, her entire body felt frozen. Everything inside her screamed, "No." She had spoken about forgiveness to others, but now she stood face to face with someone who had caused great harm. She felt the weight of past wounds, deep grief for her sister Betsy, who died in that very camp, and the heaviness of what forgiveness would cost. She prayed silently because she knew she could not forgive this man in her own strength. She asked God for help. Her hand slowly reached out. She wrote that as she grasped his hand. She felt the power of the Holy Spirit enabling her to forgive. It was not a feeling she created. It was an act of obedience made possible by God's grace. Corrie's story reminds us of a difficult truth. Forgiveness is not optional for followers of Jesus. We are not asked to forgive only when it is easy. We are not told to forgive only when the offense is small. Scripture teaches that forgiveness is a defining mark of a Christian who understands what Jesus has done for them. And forgiveness begins in everyday life, inside our relationships, our church, and especially our homes. This week, we focus on Colossians 3:13 and 14, a passage written to a church learning how to live like Christ. The Apostle Paul knows that relationships inside the church and inside a family will only stay healthy if believers deal with hurt, conflict, and harsh words the way Jesus commands. These verses show us how powerful forgiveness is and how destructive unforgiveness can be. They also remind us that the home should be the place where grace is practiced, words are used for good, and love holds everything together. The threat of hurtful words and unforgiveness in the home? Every home, no matter how strong, faces a constant danger from careless words. A harsh sentence spoken in anger can wound deeply. A sarcastic comment can shame a child. A cold silence can break the trust between husband and wife. Words carry tremendous power, and when they are misused, they can damage relationships for years. Unforgiveness adds another layer of harm. When hurt is not addressed, the heart hardens. Bitterness grows. Family members start keeping records of wrongs. Moments of joy fade under the weight of unresolved conflict. What begins as a simple disagreement can turn into long seasons of tension. This is why Paul points believers to forgiveness. Forgiveness protects relationships. Forgiveness rebuilds trust. Forgiveness keeps the home from becoming divided. Without forgiveness, even a strong Christian home will struggle. But through forgiveness, families model the heart of Christ in a world that desperately needs to see it. Explanation of Colossians 3:13 and 14. Bearing with one another. This phrase means learning to put up with one another in patience. It recognizes that people are imperfect. Family members will frustrate each other. Friends will disappoint each other. Bearing with means staying committed even when someone is difficult. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, complaints will come. People will fail us. But Paul gives a clear direction, forgive. This is not pretending the hurt didn't happen. It is choosing not to hold the offense over someone's life. Forgiveness is a gift we give because Christ gave it to us. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. This is the heart of the command. Jesus forgave fully, freely, and completely. He did not hesitate. He did not wait for us to earn it. Because He forgave us, we must forgive others. The gospel becomes the reason and the model for our forgiveness. And above all these, put on love. Love is the highest virtue. It is the clothing every believer must wear every day. Love motivates forgiveness. Love keeps the peace. Love helps us speak words that heal instead of words that harm, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And Paul uses the image of a belt or glue that holds all the virtues together. Love brings unity. Love holds a home together. Families fall apart without it but flourish when it is present.